This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Yes, I am. And proud of it, too. Well, it just depends on who thinks that. I am Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And, yes, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot going on up there. You know, you can get involved. The smarter people than I on the Facebook. I guess we're on Facebook Live. We're on the Facebook page. And we're on, where else are we on? Well, just head over to the website. You can get stations, times, all that other fun stuff. I love when people go, what stations are you on? Oh, yeah, sure. Let me just whip that out and tell you. Hop online and find out. Not a big deal. Not hard to do. Anyway, you know, you heard Evan in the last hour talk about how Democrats, you know, part of it is they don't really take direct responsibility for anything, right? I mean, remember Wiener when he got caught? Yeah, somebody hacked his system. Hillary Clinton, her fault either. And nothing is anybody's fault. Especially on the left, nothing is anybody's fault. And that's not true. No, usually on the left, it is Bush's fault. It's the last president's fault. It's the Republicans' fault. I love it. It's all, no matter what happens. Detroit going down the tubes is Republicans' fault. Illinois going down the tubes is Republicans' fault. No matter what. They're like your teenage daughter. Screaming she has no love life because she won't let her go out on Friday and Saturday nights. She's 16. You know, go out to an all-night dance or anything along those lines. You've ruined her life. You've all been through that. I know you have. Or most of you, anyhow. So I love this one, too. Sanders is blaming Republicans for the FBI probe of his wife. Because, you know, she's done absolutely nothing wrong. And the probe really started. It was looked into. It was called out under Mr. Oblamo. But hey, what the heck? You never let something like this go on. I don't know. Anyway, Bernie, looking at this, so Bernie Sanders pointed the finger squarely at Republicans for kicking up a federal probe into allegations his wife fraudulently obtained a loan for the Vermont college she once led, saying that Sunday the Republican National Committee is very, very excited about the controversy. Of course they are. It's not often that we have like cold hard facts on what went down. And we did this story last year. Do you remember this? I think it was the end of last year or the beginning of this year. You know, and they had been looking at her because she had claimed to get the $10 million loan from the bank that her husband kind of helped poke along, just like Maxine Waters has been. You know, it's funny how they all get caught doing this at some point in time and they claim foul. You know, Bernie Sanders' office, they can prove, were directly involved with this bank making a loan to the college. The college couldn't afford a loan. They needed more property. They needed expansion. They couldn't afford it to begin with. They couldn't prove the numbers, but they somehow came up with pledged donations that never came into fruition. So, asked on CNN State of the Union about the case, Senator Bernie quickly pointed out how allegations first surfaced. I know this will shock viewers, but the vice chair of Vermont Republican Party, who happened to be Donald Trump's campaign manager, raised this issue and initiated this investigation. I think you're looking into something that the Republican National Committee is very excited about. You know, it's really funny. Whenever there's an investigation with them, it's unfounded and it's all our fault and we're pushing, you know, a negative narrative that has nothing to do with them. That they're always clean. Just like, you know, Billy Bob Clinton. He didn't have sex with that woman. Then he admitted to having sex with that woman. Just amazing. Now, the Vermont Independent Senator adamantly denied that he or his staff ever reached out to the bank in question to approve any loans related to the transaction. He went on to say, "My wife is perhaps the most honest person I know. She did a great job in Burlington College. Because of her, the college closed down. She took out a loan they couldn't pay back. She took out a loan based on false information. How is that being honest?" And, you know, I've spoken positively about Bernie in the past, so you can't say I just hate the guy. I told you during the campaign, he seemed to be the only one. He seemed the only one to tell the truth. Whether we liked it or not, he was the only one that seemed to be able to tell the truth. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, he goes on to say, you know, this is pathetic, and that's just the way politics in America goes. So it's always like I've been saying. This is my mantra for the last couple of years, off and on. Dems good, Republicans bad. That's exactly how they see it. You know, the Democrats just look at the Republicans like they're from the devil. They have nothing good to offer anybody. That's sick and wrong. We've forgotten that we're Americans first. That's what we've forgotten. The comments track with others the senator made last week, dismissing the probe as a pathetic political attack. Republican Sanders referred to in his CNN interview was Bradley Tosing, a former Donald Trump presidential campaign official who wrote the original complaint. The complaint, however, raised numerous red flags about applications that might be so easily ignored, including sources she listed as proof of the school's ability to repay, which have since we've found aren't true. They weren't true then. They're not true now. The loan was arranged by Sanders' wife, and she was the president of the now-closed college. So she's like to buy 33 acres of lakefront property. Now, people close to the couple, including Sanders' presidential campaign manager, Jeff Weaver, he's confirmed that the independent senator and his wife each have retained a lawyer in connection with the case. Jane Sanders, college president from 2004-2011, structured a loan deal in two parts, a $6.5 million loan from the People's United Bank to buy tax-exempt bonds issued by the state agency that signed off on the deal and Good, I'm glad to get that. And $3.5 million second mortgage from the Roman Catholic Diocese of Burlington. That would be Vermont. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Yep, all the Republicans' fault. Don't you know that? Let's just get that straight, and we won't have to argue anymore. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. And you are. If you're listening to the show or you're on Facebook Live or anywhere else, you're with me here, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Our pre-birthday celebration. I don't know if I just want to call it birthday. Independence Day, okay? I mean, really, it's a big difference between a birthday and independence. Unless it's your 18th birthday, and even then you find out that independence is not all as it's cracked up to be, right? You really find out when you go move it on you. You can't wait to leave the house so you can do what you want to do, except that you find out it takes money to do what you want to do. And that changes the whole attitude, doesn't it? Joe Messina in your house, you are listening on the Genesis Communication Network. You can head over to my website, therealside.com, where you can find out stations and times. You can get involved with the conversation. There's a live chat room there and a live chat room on Facebook. I'm loving the headlines coming by. A lot of stuff in the news today. But I want to stick with some of the stories that people have given me over a period of time. You know, you're going to talk about the fake news again, right? Another one. I love this. MSNBC now says that or an MSNBC, I should say, contributor says that fears of brown people are motivating Trump. But in other words, you know, when the woman thing didn't work and a black thing didn't work and a dirty water thing didn't work and a dirty air thing and we hate kids and all that stuff doesn't work, let's go for the brown people. Those are the ones we haven't pushed on the most, right? The author of What's the Matter with White People may have found her answer, fears of brown people. Joan Walsh, the National Affairs Correspondent for the Nation and an MSNBC political analyst, used a weekend spot on MSNBC's AM Joy to say that really good research had essentially proven that voters who cast a ballot for Donald Trump were simply racist. Of course. Of course, so half the country is hardcore solid racists. Do you see what I've been saying for the longest time? They do not know how to fight. They still haven't figured out what the country wants. They want jobs. They want to be put back to work. They don't want every coal mine in the country shut down. They don't want to rely totally on solar and wind energy. They want to be able to worship freely. I'm sorry, what's that got to do with racism? The last guy was a bad president, period. End of discussion. Had nothing to do with his color. Had to do with his inability to govern. The really good research that's taken place since the election shows that fear of a changing America is the number one fact that divides us. A white Trump voter from a white non-Trump voter is obvious. And that is, it's their fear of brown people. So in other words, a non-Trump voter embraces brown people, and a Trump voter doesn't, which is just a line of malarkey. Walsh went on to suggest that the Irish Catholic working class voters who chose Trump were no longer patriotic because they didn't support the investigation into alleged Russian meddling in the presidential election, which has so far yielded no indictments, right? Nothing. Not one group has said, not one security group has said that there are connections there. Not one. But see, they keep thinking if you spew it long enough, if you say it long enough, somehow it becomes true. It's like the old Beetlejuice thing, right? They think if they say the name enough times, she'll show up. And they just insulted working class Catholic Americans. They still don't get it. Nancy Pelosi started calling the blue collar worker low informed voters. Think about that. Now, come on, think about it. What's also sad to me, she says, is that the cohort, I wrote about my Irish Catholic working class family, this cohort used to be so patriotic and so much America. Love it or leave it. Things that I didn't like about it. But that was just so stirred by this country's, what they perceived as its values. See, this is where the left really goes wrong. Extremely wrong. If you don't think exactly like they do, you're unpatriotic. You're not an American. You're not of your right mind. Where does that open up for conversation? No, seriously, where does it? Notice he said what they perceived as its values. You know, the country was founded on God, God's law. Whether you like it or not, it was. Okay, our freedoms to pursue. Not our freedoms to have, but our freedoms to pursue. Right? Happy life, a job, a business. And over the last 8 years, the Dems have clamped down on it to where it was almost impossible to start a business, especially in California. This is not 9,000 businesses have left here in less than 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Goes on to say that doing nothing to support the people who are trying to get answers, and I find this kind of relative. This relativity about, it's my guy doesn't think it's important, or if my guy might even be threatened by it, then I don't care either, Walsh said. That's not patriotism. That's something else entirely. Although I have no idea what she's talking about. No, seriously. See, again, it boils down to if you don't think exactly like they do, then you're not a patriot. You're not an American. There's something wrong with you. It just never stops. So, yeah, I like this one. This is funny. It is really funny. There's a group called, Health Happens Here, Health for All. Which I find really funny. Health for All. Now, go ahead, let that sink in for a second. What do you think that has to do with, right? This is a group dedicated to fight, to sign up to protect what we've worked so hard for and stay loud for California. In the fine print, though, it says fight for undocumented communities. Support schools, not prisons, and protect what we've worked so hard to achieve. See, we pay taxes for a reason. See, we were forced on this tax, the tax rolls. Taxes were forced down our throats. You know, the same thing we fought about early on in this country, what the Revolutionary War was fought over. Right? And now these taxes are shoved down our throats. And the way they were shoved down our throats is that we need a way to pay for schools and roads and this and that and the other thing, right? For the general welfare. Well, here's the problem with that. When undocumenteds, or like we refer to them legally, illegals, what the law refers to them as, illegals, right? They don't pay taxes. Yeah, they pay sales tax. They're not paying the taxes that we pay. They're not paying the taxes in their payroll. We're up against it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break. Please don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. Not to say patriotism like Charlie Daniels, doesn't it? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Stay close to the radio. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss nothing. Tomorrow's going to be, I think it's going to be fun. Some of it's going to be current. Some of it's going to be stories of old. You know, remember, I've been doing the show long enough that we have a few 4th of July's under our belt. And there are people that don't have the time to come back on the show, but the stories are timeless. And I think you'll appreciate it, especially if you're a newer listener. I think you'll appreciate some of the stuff we're talking about. Now, head over to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Also, the shirts that we have, hashtag stand for America, stand to make America great again, stand against the resistance. I don't know what they're resisting. Apparently they're resisting anything that's constitutionally done. Right? We've got a president that was constitutionally elected. I don't like that. I want to get back to the story, though, I was talking about before the break, which is here in California, they've got this program going on, Health for All. Okay? And they're pushing really hard. And the way they started off was, you know, let's make sure that what we fought for years actually comes into fruition. And then it has in finer print, it says the California Endowments Health for All campaign highlight the importance of contributions of the undocumented Californians. In other words, the illegal aliens living in this country. To our state's communities and economy, while raising awareness of their lack of access to affordable health care coverage. Now, though the Affordable Health Care Act has expanded access to health care for millions of Californians, over a million undocumented Californians still remain uninsured. They're not undocumented Californians. They're here illegally. They're illegals. They're criminals. Yeah, for the moment, they're criminals. You know, the thing that gets my goat most about this is the left will defend these people no matter what. If they've been here for 30 years and they've never, ever, ever even attempted to get citizenship, they think that's okay. The next president of the Senate here in California, his family stole, he openly admitted. And why the feds haven't gone in there and got them, I don't know. But he actually openly admitted that his family stole identities, stole driver's licenses, social security numbers. And in today's computer world, you think the social security number would have been an easy one business-wise. And Nunez, the next president of the Senate, has said, it's okay to do that. It's just what undocumented people have to do to make it America. No, actually, what they have to do, and the reason America is so wonderful to be part of, and the reason we've been able to be successful and you can chase your dreams, is because of the law. It's because we have laws to follow. It's not what they have to do. I know, Mr. Nunez, you might not understand this, but what they have to do is follow the law. You don't like the law, you change it. You don't break it. I don't like the fact that the bank won't give me other people's money. Should I just go in there and take it for myself or what? What do you think? Come on, really. And when you have a sworn-in elected official who swears to uphold the Constitution, the laws of the land, and the Constitution of the United States and the state, and he openly advocates for breaking it or saying it's okay to break it, why does he still have a seat? Why is he still in office? I will never understand. What part of illegal are they not understanding or not getting or not willing to work with? So the California Endowment for Health for All campaign highlights the important contributions of undocumented Californians to our state's communities and economy. While I wonder if they're going to do the negative stuff, too. They're just positive, right? Since California has a heck of a lot more than 1 million undocumented or illegal aliens, excuse me. And it went on to say, well, illness affects everybody, so everybody should have access to health care. Nah, you know what? Health care is not a right, period. It's not a right. It's not something that the state has to provide for you. Not in the Constitution. I mean, you Dems have recently found the Constitution big time. It's Constitution this, Constitution that. Find me the phrase. What's the clause? Where is it in the Constitution that says all Americans are... should have access to health care at the expense of other Americans? Show me where it says that. Educating California is about five economic... So what they're doing is educating Californians about the economic and social contributions of undocumented Californians, providing residents and grassroots organizations with the resources to help find valuable services for the remaining insured. In other words, what they're helping them find is those attorneys that will fight for them at the expense of the taxpayer. That's right. Governor Brown put millions and millions and millions aside to support undocumented people, or as we refer to them as, illegal. And advocating to maintain and expand California's health care safety net services for the remaining uninsured. In other words, for the remaining illegals. No, no, no. Not cool, not good. But we're allowing them to get away with it. Yes, we are. We don't see a problem. Apparently, we don't see a problem with it. And, you know, what's the big deal, Joe? The illegal stuff is no big deal. Not going to hurt anybody. Well, yeah, you know what? Yes, it is. I don't care what you say. Yes, it is. When you look at some of the sanctuary cities, and one in particular. Now, this is kind of a funny story. Let me see if I can find this one. Yeah, here you go. After the Phoenix dropped the sanctuary city status, crime rate fell. Now, that comes from other prior police chiefs. That comes from the retired officers, you know, because the current ones, they want to be careful to what they say, right? So, when the city of Phoenix ended its sanctuary city status, crime began to fall. The Arizona Police Association reports that they saw a marked decrease in violent crime and so on. I'll give you the numbers in a second. However, those that are for sanctuary cities beat their brains out to find a report that lined up with what they had to say. And they found one from the University of California at Riverside, which is hilarious. Right? This is a school system that is in a state that wants to become a sanctuary state, not just a city, but a state that offers a free or almost no charge education to illegals. And offers all kinds of services to illegals. And the University of California, Riverside, gets its money from the Democrats in Sacramento. And most of them are for illegals living here. So they went looking, they found University of California, Riverside disagrees. It said in a 2016 study by the university revealed that violent crime is slightly higher in sanctuary cities. Just a tad. I guess if your daughter is... a victim to that makes a difference, but if not, I guess it's no big deal, right? It concluded that there's not discernible difference in violent crimes, rape, or property crime across 55 cities that they checked. But you really can't get detailed information from them. Many other reports show differently, though. A link at city-data.com revealing that from 2008-2009, the murder rate in Phoenix dropped from by 27%. The murder rate, well, hey, you're not going to get deported, right? The Cates Law, the one that was happened in San Francisco, the guy had been deported 5 times, convicted of 7 felonies, violent felonies. What was he still doing here? Why? Because he was in the sanctuary city. That wouldn't help the ICE. If he wasn't in that town, she would still be alive. And don't send me an email that says, you don't know that. Actually, I do know that. What do you think? You think God was going to replace another killer? Make sure there was somebody else there if it wasn't that guy? Oh, if it was her time to go, somebody would have killed her? I don't think so. San Francisco is complicit in her murder. Is an accessory to her murder. Phoenix dropped by 27%, the murder rate. Other crimes fell as well. Auto thefts fell by 36%, robberies by 23%, thefts by 19%, burglaries by 14%, and assaults by 13%. And then the rates fell again in 2010. It was smaller numbers, but still fell. And that was after the city changed its policy on sanctuary cities. Now, police chiefs around the country say that sanctuary cities are safer. You see, you can't seem to have anybody else buy that, right? And the other thing, too, I'll save that till the other side of the break. Oh, it's well worth it. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. We got a lot more to talk about.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
I told you I want to be able to do a what's his name? Lawrence Welk. Some of you are too young to remember that, but do an impression of him. I think that'd be great to go along with this. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please. I know tomorrow's barbecue and whatever, beer and barbecue day for some. For a lot of us, it's the birthday, the independence, the birthday of the independence of America. I like that. Of these United States. And I've got a lot of historical stuff I can talk about tomorrow. But I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. We're live on Facebook. We're live up on the website, therealside.com. However, I know that's kind of a misnomer. We have, this is pre-recorded. You know, it's recorded this day, but still pre-recorded. Because I want to spend time with my family, too. Seriously. Would be nice. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down, because I ain't answering that today. You know, I say that so that they get in your head. You know, repetition. Remember Sesame Street? Repetition, repetition. So we're talking about the crime rates in sanctuary cities when they turn it around. When they decide that this isn't working for us. And it's really funny because the left goes looking, searching out, goes looking for studies by left-leaning organizations that'll refute this. The right, on the other hand, or other police chiefs, have gone straight to straight crime statistics with no game-playing, massaging, or anything like that. Now, police chiefs across the nation believe that enlisting local police to enforce immigration law is a bad idea, but that comes from the guy I was telling you about earlier, California Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon, whose whole family is here illegally. And they're not just here illegally. They stole identities. They stole driver's licenses. They stole Social Security numbers. And he says that's okay. That's what you have to do to make it in America today, which is a line of garbage. You come here legally, you come here with sponsors, you come here with money, you come here, whatever little money is, you come here with sponsors, you come here with money, you get a job, you have the ability to get a job, you have ability to make start your own business. That's what the American dream is. The American dream is not to come here illegally and hide in the shadows because we don't have open borders. We don't want open borders. The majority of Americans don't want open borders. I want you to pay for yourself. Anyway, he goes on to say that he told reporters during a recent press conference, having immigration and customs enforcement pluck criminals out of a jail and send them across the border or wherever they came from, right? It endangers our communities, right? So then let them out of jail. Why do you have them in jail to begin with? I mean, maybe, Mr. DeLeon, if the fellow, the Hispanic fellow that killed the white girl in San Francisco... Because it seems to me that's all you really care about is the illegals. You don't really care about the American citizens. You don't care about the California citizens. And I say that because if they're living in California illegally, they're not California citizens. University of California Riverside disagrees. And in their study, they saw it differently. I'm not even going to honor that study with reading what it said. Now, Los Angeles Chief of Police Charlie Beck supports sanctuary policies. He says that they make the city safer, which is a line of malarkey. It's not real. It's not true. According to Levy Bolton, the executive director to the Arizona Police Association, when Phoenix suspended its sanctuary city policies, instead of endangering citizens, he said the opposite happened. From their own numbers, from their own case reports, we saw a decrease in crime. Now, some people say, well, that's because the illegals wouldn't report anymore. Well, that's what you get for being here illegally. That's what you get for hiding in the shadows. That's what you get for being a criminal from day one. You know, when a drug deal goes bad, you don't go running the police department. Why? Because it's illegal. He said it had a deterrent effect on folks because the risk of discovery went up exponentially when we actually enforced the law. Under the new policy, law enforcement could ask, doesn't have to. But now they can ask suspects if they are in the U.S. legally, and they could inform immigration agencies about violations of federal laws. Now, the local news source reported that the murder rate in Phoenix fell by 27%. These are numbers from the Phoenix Police Department. So either they're lying, or their forms have been falsified. And then they report those to the FBI, because then it becomes a federal offense, right? Everything fell. Every level of crime fell. The murder rate, robberies, assault, petty theft, it all fell. The report goes on to say, while the causes of the crime are, multitudinous, and could be attributed to numerous sources, illegal immigration critics find confirmation of their political beliefs in the statistics. One study challenged the illegal alien narrative by showing that there's no connection between crime and the presence or absence of illegal aliens. That six-year study from the University of Riverside across 55 cities found no statistical discernible difference. I would love for them to use that all over the place. No, seriously, in many other issues of the day that they try to prove, maybe like with climate change. The numbers are so minor, so minute that in normal science, across most other spectrums, they won't even use those numbers. They wouldn't consider those numbers high enough to use as proof or to debunk something. Anyway, curbing illegal alien crime was a promise Trump made often while he was on his campaign. Now he rescinded many, many of Obama's executive orders. He's still hanging on the Dream Act. Dream Act, I have mixed feelings about. I really do. You got a young kid that's been brought here by his parents at a young age, didn't really know what was going on, graduated high school, went into the armed services, has fought for this country. You want to send him back to Mexico? I think you're wrong. I think you're dead wrong there. That doesn't give his parents permission to stay. That doesn't give his parents the right to be here. Don't get me wrong. But that young man or woman who's been a good citizen, not knowing any better, some of these kids I saw interviewed didn't even know they were here illegally until they went to get their driver's license. Or other things. Their parents had well hidden over the years. How do you hold them accountable for that? I'd love to know your thought. Don't you love it? The House of Representatives also passed two bills meant to deter illegal alien crime, including Kate's laws, named after Kate Steinle. She was a victim of illegal alien crime. We've talked about her many times today. Now, Los Angeles has been on the forefront of dissent against Trump's offensive on sanctuary city policies. In May, Los Angeles Mayor Gil Garcetti opposed his own executive order that extended sanctuary city policies over all city employees. So now, illegals can be working in the city. That's right. People here illegally can take jobs away from Americans that deserve the jobs, that should have the jobs. You know, in California, it's kind of the point now, when you call the state for help or information, when you call the city for help, city of Los Angeles and places like that for help, you can't get any. You know why? They can't understand you. And you can't understand them. How is that okay? Why do I have to learn how to speak Spanish to talk to somebody about city services? Why do I have to do that here in America? It's always been a puzzlement to me. I remember years ago dealing with either the franchise tax, one of the tax boards up in Sacramento. The woman that was on the phone with me, very, very heavy Asian accent. I don't know whether she was here legally or not. That's not my point. But my point is the state actually decided that it was okay for somebody who couldn't understand English or the nuances of English to go ahead and be a customer service person. You know, the tech company started to do that. Look at the fallout that happened. Look at the problems they started having. Because the people they had working on it didn't understand the nuances. They didn't understand what it was all about. And they had to go back to English first, or at least in most cases, have English-speaking people that could get through the first part of the process with them for tech support. So I don't know when we're going to get it. And don't let them, please don't let them turn that into you're a hater. Don't let them get away with that. You know, you're not a hater because you want things done the right way. You're not a hater. Look, my family are all immigrants. Sponsors came here the right way. And I don't see why asking somebody else to do the same. You want to talk about war-torn? They came from Italy. Right? After Mussolini screwed everything up, they came from Italy. But hey, whatever, you know, we don't have any laws in this country. These legislators, especially those on the far left, they don't understand what the law is about. They don't really care about the law. They think that they've been sent there to totally ignore the Constitution and do whatever they darn well please. We even had a legislator in California once say, hey, we're California. We don't follow the Constitution. You know? Seriously. I don't have time for this story, but it would have been funny. Three Playboy Playmates were detained by Mexican police officers. You know, at a party at the Playboy Music Fest in Mexico. You can only imagine what happened from there. I'm going to leave that one to you. You have to look that up on your own. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Have a great rest of the day. Please, 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 don't be stupid.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?